Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Most of us nowadays have a mobile phone. We asked a few people what they think of their mobile. Here's what they said. Speaker 1.
Mobile phones are a good thing because I can get in touch with everyone, everywhere, without losing my freedom. I check who is calling and choose to answer or not. It is an interesting thing that since the day I bought my mobile phone, it has been on for 24 hours a day. I only make sure the battery is always full.
Speaker 2. The mobile phone is one of the best inventions ever. For example, if I'm driving a car in the middle of nowhere and suddenly it breaks down or I see an accident, I can call someone for help. Many people use other functions, like taking pictures, for example, but for me, it's most important to contact people quickly. Speaker 3.
I try to make full use of my mobile phone, not only to communicate with my family or friends, which is of course very important, but nowadays mobile phones are often used for other purposes. I take photos and send them to my friends all over the world, set the alarm clock to wake me up, or do some calculations.
Speaker 4. In the past, when we couldn't keep in touch so easily, if we had a date with someone, we tried our best to arrive on time. But now, because of having a private mobile phone, I'm not afraid of being late anymore. I just make a call and find excuses which are not true. To tell you the truth, it happens quite often. Speaker 5.
I realize mobile phones can be useful, but there are some disadvantages as well. My boss and friends can easily find me whenever they want. They follow me even on holiday. Fortunately, I don't have to pay for that, but I have no freedom. I cannot hide anywhere.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Most of us nowadays have a mobile phone. We asked a few people what they think of their mobile. Here's what they said. Speaker 1.
Mobile phones are a good thing because I can get in touch with everyone, everywhere, without losing my freedom. I check who is calling and choose to answer or not. It is an interesting thing that since the day I bought my mobile phone, it has been on for 24 hours a day. I only make sure the battery is always full.
Speaker 2. The mobile phone is one of the best inventions ever. For example, if I'm driving a car in the middle of nowhere and suddenly it breaks down or I see an accident, I can call someone for help. Many people use other functions, like taking pictures, for example, but for me it's most important to contact people quickly. Speaker 3.
I try to make full use of my mobile phone, not only to communicate with my family or friends, which is of course very important, but nowadays mobile phones are often used for other purposes. I take photos and send them to my friends all over the world, set the alarm clock to wake me up, or do some calculations.
Speaker 4. In the past, when we couldn't keep in touch so easily, if we had a date with someone, we tried our best to arrive on time. But now, because of having a private mobile phone, I'm not afraid of being late anymore. I just make a call and find excuses which are not true. To tell you the truth, it happens quite often. Speaker 5.
I realize mobile phones can be useful, but there are some disadvantages as well. My boss and friends can easily find me whenever they want. They follow me even on holiday. Fortunately, I don't have to pay for that, but I have no freedom. I cannot hide anywhere.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
This is a recorded message for tourist guides whose groups are visiting the cathedral. To make visiting the cathedral easier, we have to control the number of visitors. Your group may be no more than 20. Each member of your group must wear a badge with the name of the group. While visiting, they must follow the route shown by the dots on your plan. Don't forget to explain to your group that the whole party must remain together during the visit in the cathedral. However, they can take a relaxing walk in the beautiful park on their own. Visitors may not take pictures inside the cathedral without a special permit for photography, which you can buy at the Welcome Centre. Unfortunately, tape tours in foreign languages are not available at the Welcome Centre. Instead, there are a few Spanish, French, German, and Italian interpreters ready to do live translations. If anybody from your group needs leaflets, they can find them at the entrance. Guides who need any further information can contact us at the office.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
This is a recorded message for tourist guides whose groups are visiting the cathedral. To make visiting the cathedral easier, we have to control the number of visitors. Your group may be no more than 20. Each member of your group must wear a badge with the name of the group. While visiting, they must follow the route shown by the dots on your plan. Don't forget to explain to your group that the whole party must remain together during the visit in the cathedral. However, they can take a relaxing walk in the beautiful park on their own. Visitors may not take pictures inside the cathedral without a special permit for photography, which you can buy at the Welcome Centre. Unfortunately, tape tours in foreign languages are not available at the Welcome Centre. Instead, there are a few Spanish, French, German, and Italian interpreters ready to do live translations. If anybody from your group needs leaflets, they can find them at the entrance. Guides who need any further information can contact us at the office.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Good morning, listeners. Today we are glad to have Matt Donovan in our studio. Welcome, Matt.
Hello, everyone.
Your game Word Up is getting a lot of attention now. It's definitely the leading language board game on the market. What gave you the idea to create a board game?
I was teaching here in Oklahoma, and I discovered that whatever we did in the class had to be fun. And in those days, although there were a few books on the market, like Games for Language Learning, it wasn't that easy to buy them. You couldn't just order them on the internet, of course, because there was no internet back then. I started inventing different types of games to make lessons more exciting. That's what the learners expected from me. This is how Word Up came into being.
How do the students respond to the game when you introduce it during lessons?
Well, I use it with a new class from the very beginning. You might think the students just can't wait to begin the game. But it's not like that. They seem to be fascinated by the game, but they are usually afraid to open their mouth at that stage. They think they will make too many mistakes. That's what I always notice. Word Up is a good way of helping them to start.
How does Word Up help learners to improve their English?
Well, players obviously practice many language skills, and it works perfectly as a good way to learn new vocabulary. Not because they particularly want to, but because they are totally concentrated on what they are doing. And they have to be if they want to win. They have to listen carefully to the questions asked by other students and give the correct answers. They tend to remember the answers even if it's not their question.
Now, the question I've been dying to ask you, where did the name Word Up come from?
The African Americans started using the phrase as a general greeting after a popular group, Camelot, sang a hit called Word Up. I heard the hit and I liked the phrase because it was simple and short. I thought it would be easy to remember.
Thank you, Matt, for coming to talk to us.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Good morning, listeners. Today we are glad to have Matt Donovan in our studio. Welcome, Matt.
Hello, everyone.
Your game Word Up is getting a lot of attention now. It's definitely the leading language board game on the market. What gave you the idea to create a board game?
I was teaching here in Oklahoma, and I discovered that whatever we did in the class had to be fun. And in those days, although there were a few books on the market, like Games for Language Learning, it wasn't that easy to buy them. You couldn't just order them on the internet, of course, because there was no internet back then. I started inventing different types of games to make lessons more exciting. That's what the learners expected from me. This is how Word Up came into being.
How do the students respond to the game when you introduce it during lessons?
Well, I use it with a new class from the very beginning. You might think the students just can't wait to begin the game, but it's not like that. They seem to be fascinated by the game, but they are usually afraid to open their mouth at that stage. They think they will make too many mistakes. That's what I always notice. Word Up is a good way of helping them to start.
How does Word Up help learners to improve their English?
Well, players obviously practice many language skills, and it works perfectly as a good way to learn new vocabulary. Not because they particularly want to, but because they are totally concentrated on what they are doing. And they have to be if they want to win. They have to listen carefully to the questions asked by other students and give the correct answers. They tend to remember the answers even if it's not their question.
Now, the question I've been dying to ask you, where did the name Word Up come from?
The African Americans started using the phrase as a general greeting after a popular group, Camelot, sang a hit called Word Up. I heard the hit and I liked the phrase because it was simple and short. I thought it would be easy to remember.
Thank you, Matt, for coming to talk to us.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.